Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something seeks to celebrate the craft of live storytelling. The Missoula community comes together for a night of shared stories, told live, focused on a theme. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on March 21st, 2013 at the Top Hat. This edition of Tell Us Something features 10 storytellers telling a story based upon the theme Extremes. This week's story comes to us from Josh Wagner and is titled Felony Reflections. You can learn more about Josh and his writing at joshwagner.org. Thank you for listening.
Hello, everybody. So as a fiction writer, I'm really quite bad at telling the truth, but bear with me, I'll do my best. When considering the topic of extremes, I had a lot of potential stories to tell, and I have whittled it down to two. The first one I could tell you is the time I experienced with absolute certainty the ultimate synchronicity that is real and present in the underlying infinite fabric of the universe, which may or may not have had something to do with the LSD. Or I could tell you guys about the time I committed an act of federal kidnapping and got away with it. Well, as interesting as these stories sound, when I ran them through my mind, they just didn't quite live up to what I thought this event needed. So I'm going to do a little experiment. I'm going to tell you both of the stories at more or less the same time and just see what happens. So when I was a freshman in college, we tried really, really hard to do LSD, and we failed miserably. Probably gave it 4 or 5 attempts. We got blotter, we got gel caps, we got sugar cubes. We got ripped off every time. So I did the next best thing. I enrolled in Bible College in Southern California. And after almost a year of that, I came home for a spring break. No, Christmas break. And by that time, my friends knew what they were doing when they were buying drugs. So we decided we would take acid, finally. And it worked. And it was wonderful. And it was about 80 degrees below zero. So we spent the whole time indoors. We were in my brother's apartment in the Babs building. It was Babs number 9, and it's a, if you're familiar with it, it's a long and narrow apartment. So to set the stage for you, the kitchen is over here, and the kitchen is fully bright. And the living room is over here, and it's very dark. Maybe there's a lava lamp or the lights from the stereo. And my friend Brad and I are in the kitchen. And we're standing up against the wall, and we're staring across the light into the darkness of the living room. And my friend Josh and Amy are in the living room, and they're standing up against the wall, and they're staring across the dark into the light of the kitchen. And, you know, we're doing what you do when you're on drugs. We're tripping out. We're having interesting conversations. And a few years later, I went to Seattle on a road trip to see some friends. My brother and Brad from the other story in Ballard. I was just going to be there a weekend. I also wanted to see a very dear friend of mine whose name was Amy, who is one of those interesting characters. She's got a lot going on in her head. She's kind of on the edge of reality all the time. Very intelligent, very energetic. And for some reason or another, she had kind of gone over the edge. But we didn't really realize this for a few hours. I was at my brother's, and she came to visit, and she's always been a little eccentric, so when she would wander from room to room or lock herself in the closet or come out and say random things and then turn around and leave, we didn't think much of it until she approached me and said, I think you're the devil. That's when I started to realize maybe something was going on with Amy. I'm standing next to Brad, staring across into the dark living room, and I get this idea. I say, Brad, think about this. You know what? Josh and Amy are right over there. They're far away from us. We can't hear them. There's music playing. Brad, those guys are having the same conversation that we're having. Like, word for word, exactly the same, like a mirror universe. And because we're on drugs, this is a very entertaining idea. So we start to laugh and joke about it, and we start to play with it. And it's very dark in the living room, so we're able to hallucinate what we want to see. And we wave at them, and they wave back. And this is, of course, confirming our theory. It's all very interesting. And we're having a great time laughing about it. The next morning, I decide that there's no way in hell I'm leaving an insane Amy in Seattle. I'm going to take her home. So when we wake up, I pull her out to the truck, and she's looking at everything, really enjoying herself. I say, Amy, we're going for a ride. She says, where are we going? And all I can say is, I'm taking you home. So I get her in the car, and we head off east. And the trip is really pretty uneventful. It's the most boring kidnapping in the history of the world. She's looking out the window, and she's sometimes breaking into laughter, enjoying herself, and occasionally asking me where we're going. And I always say, Amy, we're going home. After a while of tripping out on this whole mirror world experience, I decide I need to up the ante. So I say, Brad, I want you to stay here, and I want you to watch what happens. And I take a step, and I start to walk from the lighted kitchen into the dark living room. And at just the time I do this, Amy, from the other side of the room, starts walking towards us. I'm not too surprised by this, but we walk towards each other, and we pass at the middle, at that liminal point where the darkness and the light intermingle. And we look each other in the eye, and we don't say a word. And I walk by her, and she walks by me. And I stop in the living room right next to Josh, and I turn around, and I see Amy stop in the kitchen right next to Brad, and she turns around. And now the two of us, we've switched places, but we're still staring at each other across the apartment. At one point on this road trip, we get to a rest stop. Amy gets out, and she uses the bathroom, and she tells me about this afterwards. But she walked in, and she was washing her hands, and she was looking at herself in the mirror. And she's going through all sorts of weird paranoid delusions, and she's thinking that there's CIA cameras everywhere watching her. The typical sort of crazy things you experience. But coincidentally, the lights go out. The power goes off in the whole area. And she's standing there in the dark, staring at her dim reflection in the mirror. When she comes out to the truck, the first thing she says to me is, Josh, I think I've disappeared. Now, I'm in the living room in the dark, standing next to my friend Josh, and I turn to him, and I have to ask the question. I say, Josh, this is yes or no. You tell me. When I was over there in the kitchen in the light, standing next to Brad, and Amy, who is over there now, was here standing next to you in the dark, you got to tell me. Were you guys having the exact same conversation that we were having? When I get Amy back to Hamilton and I drop her off at her mom's house, they embrace, and her mom is a little confused because we haven't called her. But she turned out to be okay. A few days later, she's sort of back to normal, and she ends up back in Seattle. And since then, we've become best friends. We talk almost every day. I sometimes think it's maybe an example of the Stockholm syndrome, but we're very close. And before I go, I suppose I should tell you what Josh's answer to my question was, but I think I know to a pretty good degree of certainty that you all know what the answer was. Thank you.
Tell Us Something would like to thank the bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, staff, and faculty of the University of Montana, as well as the general Missoula community, montanabookstore.com. The Top Hat, regularly bringing Missoula great live music, now with food, tophatlounge.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact, factandfictionbooks.com. Jonathan Marquise, illustrator, artist, and community organizer, jonathanmarquise.com. That's Marquise with a Q. Matt LaRubio, screen printing done right, mlarubio@gmail.com. Rock and Rudy's, your source for funky gifts, cards, and music. Great people, great music, rockandrudys.com. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. Find them at cashforjunkersmusic.com. Find us on twitter.com/PSSTTELLUS. That's twitter.com/tellus. Also on Facebook and at tellussomething.org. Interested in telling a story? Call 406-203-4683 or email tellussomething@gmail.com. That's PSST.TELL.US.something@gmail.com to pitch your story. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours? Thanks for listening.